Welcome to I Had to Say It, the podcast where I talk about things that I feel need talking about, and sometimes they're not getting the attention they deserve. And your feelings, they're not under consideration. The podcast you are about to listen to contains at least one of the following: strong language, disturbing topics, abusive opinions, generally things that aren't appropriate for little kids or overly sensitive people. So, if any of that stuff's going to get your nose out of joint, this is your chance to turn it off. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of I Had to Say It. Today is the Black Friday episode. It is the day after Thanksgiving here in the good old United States of America. And we are about to enter into a frenzy of just psychotic consumerism. And while I'm a born and bred capitalist, I firmly believe that our system is the most effective one in the world. The degree to which some people dive headlong into the just ridiculousness that is right around the corner is something that I've taken issue with ever since I was a little kid and was seeing news stories about people getting trampled trying to buy Cabbage Patch dolls. And with everything else that's going on, and I've said repeatedly that I really think this, of all times, is the time to be supporting small businesses. The lockdowns, the regulations, the shutdowns, the government interference has basically driven a major chunk of all small businesses out of business permanently. Many, many places are closing their doors and they're not going to be able to reopen. And it's working out so well for every major. All the billionaires are making money, and it's the people that are constantly saying they want the rich to take more of a burden and more responsibility that are, ironically enough, driving this situation, because they're also the ones that are calling for the constant lockdowns and the full shutdowns and all the things being put in place, because they can still have the convenience of having what they need because they have online ordering and the big box stores are all still open. Meanwhile, every small business in the country is going under and folding because they're not getting the support they need. They can't keep their doors open. They can't keep their business, their bills paid, and they can't keep their businesses active. So in the spirit of the holidays, I just want to say, shop small, shop local, wherever and whenever you can. And I know sometimes it's not practical, it's not realistic, it's not something we can all do. But between Black Friday, Cyber Saturday, all the way up through Cyber Monday, and every other stupid-ass promotional price that they're going to offer over the next few days, just take a step back and look at it. Is it something you really need? Yeah, maybe something you really want. Is it really that good of a price? As often as not, the prices will gradually creep up in the weeks leading up to the sales, so when they slash their prices to these bargain basement offers, it's really the same price you could have paid 3 months ago if you would have bought it and during off-peak season when they're trying to unload inventory. This is like a proven fact. There have been all kinds of studies done on the marketing behind these things, and yet we jump along like it's the second coming, and we all just, I gotta go out and I have to get the thing. And between the marketing that drives this is the hot toy, this is the hot new piece of technology, this is the hot thing, that this is everyone's must have, just stop listening to the hype. No, you know who can tell you what you must have? You. It doesn't really matter if you have all the same toys as everybody else. It doesn't really matter if you're spending money to get things that would normally be out of your price range. Do you actually need these damn things? Or is it just another case of media-driven consumerism going rampant? All the consoles are putting out their next generation. Well, not all the consoles, but the two major consoles are putting out their next generations right before the holidays. They've probably been ready for at least a month. I mean, as ready as they get before launch, I should say. They're already proven to be buggy, and they're barely out. Both new systems are only a few weeks out into mass release. They've been sold out everywhere. People are trying to sell them online for 3 to 5 times what they paid for them. You know, the usual shenanigans that come along with these releases. And in the meantime, I'm reading reports as I look online of both systems all of a sudden having catastrophic failures and crashes that require warranty repair, or just freezing up and not playing the games they're supposed to be playing. Which is honestly one of the reasons why I never buy a brand new system as soon as it comes out. And I love video games. I wish I had a better PC so I could play PC games. I love my consoles. I love being able to play on a big-ass TV so I can see better because I'm old and I need glasses. It's a thing where you never want to buy the new hot thing in electronics as soon as it drops because stuff is going to go wrong. They don't fire test these things like they used to. They release them at the times where they are presuming peak sales. Not necessarily because the product's ready, but because the public's ready. And so you get recalls, you get things that don't work, you get stuff that will be fixed in patches after it's released. So I don't get the hype and the rush anymore. It doesn't make any sense to me. And yeah, they have all this extra potential to put out these amazing graphics and all this other stuff, but people seem to forget. I mean, people are clamoring for 8K TVs. Exactly how high definition do you think your eyes function? I mean, there comes a terminal point where things can't get any sharper for your eyes to pick up. There may be a measurable technical difference there, but at the end of the day, you can only see so frickin' well, especially as you start to get older and you start to get old people eyes, and you can't see shit if it's farther than arm's reach away from your face. If you're putting on big-ass glasses so you can watch the TV, and you're looking at an 80-inch screen through 2.5-inch thick Coke bottle glasses, you don't need anything higher than a 4K because you can't see the frickin' difference. So do you really need to go out and wait in line and push through the door and shove every other person you come across right after midnight so you can go out and get that brand new 8K 57,000-inch wide high-resolution LED TV? No, you really don't. Take the $1,600 you would have spent on your new television and go find some local businesses to support. Go find a record shop. Buy some vinyl. Buy a record player. They're coming back. It's awesome. Vinyl's making a comeback. Get in on that. It'd be awesome for you. It'd be a little nostalgic, a little fun. The equipment is, there's amazing audio equipment out there now you can get. You know, invest a little time. Get a hobby. Find something that you used to like doing as a kid and something you know you're not going to be doing for a career. Something you're going to be doing for fun. Something you want to do to relax. Something you haven't done in a long time. Because hobbies, art stores, things like that, as long as you're not going to one of the big chain stores, chances are you're supporting a small business. If you want to get into, I mean, anything from tabletop gaming, painting, models, there's a ton of things out there that don't necessarily require you going to some big box store and dropping down a third of your paycheck so you can put more money in their stock portfolio and you can make everybody else happy. Just use a little common sense. Don't buy into the hype. If we all sat back and started acting like reasonable grown-ups, you'd be amazed how quickly they'd come around and wouldn't encourage this kind of crap. Maybe keep their prices reasonable year-round instead of trying to encourage panic and ridiculous shopping habits. And that's just one of those things. It's always running around in the back of my mind, and I think these thoughts, and then I come and I say them, and people either tell me I'm an idiot or tell me, yeah, you know, I've been thinking the same thing, and I'm pissed off about the same stuff. And let's face it, it's really kind of hard, particularly with things being what they are, not to be pissed off about these things. It's difficult to sit back and laugh and just say, you know what, it doesn't matter, because it does. And we're all starting to feel the crunch, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. And the only way it's going to get better is if we pull our collective heads out of our collective asses and start acting to mediate and mitigate these situations. And honestly, I think it's kind of ironic that this, you know, onset of mass just selfishness and ridiculousness comes right on the time of year where, at least in the United States, and realistically, if you look at it, a lot of the world this time of year is supposed to be a time of togetherness and family and giving. I mean, with whatever stance you want to take, whatever religion you believe in, I don't really care. I don't judge people based on that stuff. It doesn't matter to me. But most of the major schools of thought encourage this time of year as a time of giving, a time of taking care and celebrating each other. And we're supposed to be thankful. That's the whole Thanksgiving thing. And the day after we're supposed to be thankful for what we got to go out and get more shit. And we need, as a society, to just say, you know what, that's enough. Things don't matter. People matter. The relationships we build with each other, that's what matters. That's what we're supposed to be hanging on to and embracing. And that's how we're supposed to be treating each other. Not stepping on the pregnant lady two people ahead of you so you can get the new TV. So to kind of put a bow on this little rant, people are what matter, not things. Be decent to each other. Don't be a shithead. It's really not complicated. There's plenty of people out there that are still going to be bastards. Try and be one of the better ones, all right? So we're going to take a little quick break here for the mid-show roll, as they call it. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a little lighter subject, and then we're going to wrap it up. I'm actually going to keep this one kind of short today because it is Black Friday. We've all got other stuff to be doing, and if you are taking the time to listen to this during your day, thank you. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, I want you to know I am thankful for each and every one of you that takes the time out of your day to listen to what I got to say.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, everybody, thanks for bearing with me on that. I appreciate the little break there, and I hope everybody else doesn't mind getting a few minutes away from hearing my general babbling. So, anyway, in the spirit of keeping this a Black Friday-themed episode, because that's when it's going to be happening, and I've already addressed my feelings towards the whole Black Friday thing, let's talk about the other side of the fact that it's the day after Thanksgiving, and how many of us are actually sitting around the house right now with a food hangover, or, depending on how you celebrate your holidays, possibly a real hangover, too. I can't really speak for anybody else other than where I'm at in my life as far as this one goes, but I'm not out there tying one on anymore just for the sake of doing it. If I go out and get hammered, I'm usually planning ahead, and there's a couple gallons of water waiting for me and a half a bottle of aspirin before I go to bed, because I'm too old to be dealing with this hangover shit. That's all well and good, but let's face it, Thanksgiving rolls around, we all suck up 4,000 or 5,000 calories for the day, even though we're doing keto and trying to be healthy and all that other stuff. I still know I'm going to eat more than I should have, and Friday morning, I'm going to wake up lethargic and pathetic just like everybody else. And in that, we can all feel unity and bond. But there are, you know, ways to cope with it. And so I figured we'd kind of talk about that. Like I said, if you're going to go out and do the drinking and everything, I already said it, hydrate before you go to sleep. Take a few aspirin or a few Tylenol, whatever your pill of choice is for dealing with the ensuing headache. You're going to be dehydrated. You're going to feel like hammered hell. And it happens. Anybody that's been drinking for any amount of time knows that happens. And, hey, I'm not judging. Like I said, it's just I'm too old to feel that crummy when I wake up in the morning anymore. And when it comes to dealing with the food coma and all the leftovers is really where my focus on the rest of this little session is going to be, is I want to talk about every single one of us is going to be all kinds of Thanksgiving fooded out within a few days. It's kind of inevitable. And if you're not going to, if you're like me and you know you're making way too much food, I know, I walk in the door knowing that I'm going to way overproduce for who's going to be there. It's just how I do things, I guess, especially since it's been a while since I've actually been home for Thanksgiving. And we got a really big turkey because really big turkeys happen to be really cheap this year. And we're not going to have really big numbers of people at our house. So there's going to be really big piles of leftovers, and that's all well and good. And I'm doing a dressing with, instead of a traditional bread-based dressing, I'm doing a roasted cauliflower and portobello mushroom dressing, which I think is going to be pretty fantastic. I haven't actually fired it. I'm not 100% sure, but the recipe I've been messing with, I know how to cook, as some of y'all may know, and some of y'all may not. You know, the whole 25 years in the food service industry and actually being a educated, trained chef and having been an executive chef, I'm sure I can make it taste good. So there's, and I'm going to make a lot of it, and there's going to be a lot left over on that too. And there's going to be all the other, the vegetable trays and the desserts. Oh my God, the desserts. There's going to be so much desserts. And particularly with us being on a diet, there's going to be so much leftover desserts. And I already made my keto-friendly dessert options for those of us who are sticking with the diet for the day. And if the kid comes by and the in-laws, who, if they can have the regular pies and cakes and stuff because that's what they brought. Okay, great, but there's going to be leftovers. There's always leftovers. So I'm trying to think ahead, and so I'm dealing with day after, Black Friday breakfast. Since I'm not one of the people that goes out and goes shopping, and I'm not hopping online at midnight to start doing my online shopping, I'm going to try and sleep in. I know the animals won't let me sleep in. Everybody's going to still want to get up and go to the bathroom and get fed at their regular times. Maybe I'll lay back down afterwards and try and sleep off the just ridiculously huge amount of food I plan on shoving in my gullet. But then again, maybe not. Maybe I'll get up and stay functional and try and be useful. But I do have plans. I have plans within plans. Great big plans on how I'm going to burn off some of these leftovers before I get sick of turkey and vegetables and all this other stuff for a while. And that being said, like I always say, if you got a huge amount of leftovers, if you get a chance, make the investment, buy a vacuum sealer, because it will keep the quality of your leftovers better if you freeze them. And if you do freeze them, you can throw them in a pot of boiling water to reheat them, because they're already cooked. All you gotta do is heat them through to 165 degrees and they should be ready to eat. So you can have easy meals just by packing stuff into a vacuum bag and sealing it and throwing it in the freezer. And they're not expensive. I mean, if you look around, you can get them $25-$30 if you catch them on sale. And the amount of money you'll save and waste, they can be a little bit of a pain in the ass, but it's a worthwhile investment. So look at getting one. Or Friday morning, I anticipate there's going to be scrambled eggs with turkey and cheese and probably some chopped up vegetables mixed in, folded into the mix, and I don't know, maybe some bacon or something, and a great big pot of dark roast coffee that's going to be the balm to salve my morning and the fact that I have to drag myself out of bed. And or who knows, maybe I'll be so full that I won't be hungry in the morning. I don't know. I'm a breakfast person. I love my breakfast food, and I kind of need it to get my day started properly. So I will probably be making up a nice turkey hash or something, and it won't have potatoes in it, so it won't, strictly speaking, be a technical true turkey hash. But some chop up some turkeys, throw in some of the riced cauliflower I made for the stuffing, and if there's any of the stuffing left, just throw some of that in, because it's got all kinds of goodies I like in it. And like I said, hit it with some eggs and some cheese and a little hot sauce, and I'm good to go. And that's kind of my plan, and that's what I recommend. Most of us, even the ones that are still working, the majority of us will not be going back to work on Friday morning. It's a 4-day holiday for any of the Monday through Friday 9-to-5 crowd. Service industry people, I'm sorry. If you're out there dealing with all these Black Friday shoppers, whether you're working in a restaurant or you're working in a retail store that's still open and doing business. Now, it seems to me a lot of restaurants are shut down again for dine-in, so if it's still dealing with carry-out customers, people that are going to be a pain in the ass, I feel you. My thoughts and prayers go out to everybody. Well, I'm not really a prayers guy, but my thoughts go out to all of you. And I hope you get through it. I hope your day does not suck. I hope it's bearable. I hope everybody is kind and understanding. Do I expect it? No, I really don't. I've gotten to the point where I'm always pleasantly surprised when I get the best out of people, and I've never been disappointed when I don't see their worst, but I've never been surprised either when I do. But back to dealing with your leftovers. So, like I said, make up some meals. You know, a little turkey, a little stuffing, a little mashed potatoes, some vegetables, green beans, whatever it is you had that you have a lot of. Make up single servings. Pop it in a vacuum bag. Seal it up. Freeze it. You got a bunch of quick and easy meals for 3 months down the line from now when you're not sick of turkey. And you decide you want something quick and easy because you've had a long day at work or whatever the case may be. So then also, you got your little meals packed up. One of the things in the process of making your Thanksgiving meal, I always wind up making a big batch of turkey stock between using the neck and the giblets and all that stuff that comes out and cooking all that stuff off prior to Thanksgiving dinner, and then generally taking the drippings, and after I take all the meat off the bones, because I don't have any family members that want to gnaw on a leg or anything, they just want the meat. So then I'll take all the bones and give them a second cook and just give them a quick boil and just make a light stock out of it. Then strain it and then reduce the hell out of it so it's dark and rich. And then that goes into containers and gets frozen too. So down the line we can utilize what's there. And that's kind of a way to stretch what you're getting more bang for your buck, right? So I hope all of you get through this upcoming weekend all intact and without too much muss and too much fuss. And if you're going out into the consumerism, please just be decent, be kind, be good human beings. Take care of the people that are out there taking care of you. Use some common sense and just be decent to each other. It's not too much to ask. And have that great big cup of coffee. Take things easy. Don't strain. Don't stress. Just relax. The holiday times, so many people get so stressed out and so worked up about these things, and they get so caught up in the rushing around and the I have to consume, I have to buy, I have to do this, I have to do that. And the stress can kill you. It really can. It is a horrible... People stroke out, people, there were this time of year, they're depressed. Call your friends, check on your friends, make sure they're okay. Check on your friends that you don't think are depressed. A lot of the times the ones you really got to worry about are the ones that are laughing when you see them. And then when you factor in all those COVID BS that we're all having to deal with, it's compounded. It's so much worse. So take 5-10 minutes out of your day, send some text messages, make some phone calls. Get a response. Make sure they're still okay. I mean, look at all the celebrities that were, you know, comedians and funny to been fun to be around that wound up offing themselves because it's not a visible thing these people are dealing with. It's a personal thing. Check on your friends. The holiday times are stressful. They are something we have to deal with. So keep that compassion. Keep that thought process going. Deal with the aftermath of the first major holiday for this season being over and the stress and the strain of the coming holidays. Just take the time. Relax. Deep breaths. Self-care. Whatever you want to call it. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. It's how we're going to get through this. And I hope the best for all of you, and in the spirit of the holidays, thank you for listening very much. I hope you all have a wonderful season. And for now, that's what I had to say. Thanks for listening to another episode of I Had to Say It. If you liked what you heard, leave a review, give us a follow, give me some feedback. And if you didn't like what you heard, leave a review, give me a follow, give me some feedback. I'll try and fix it. Check us out on all the social media platforms at I Had to Say It Podcast is the trigger for all that stuff, for the search term. And if you want, check out the website, www.ihadtosayitpodcast.com. There's links to people that have been involved with the program, things I've talked about. There are some links available for some merch that we're working on, and there are ways to contact us there as well. And thanks for listening, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.